Before I go to the Ask Kirby, I always have people saying, did you see this in the news? And this in the news you probably saw this week, something remarkable. And that is, if you've ever been to Israel and you go to the Western Wall, you know that the next thing they do is they take you underground. And you kind of feel like an Israeli gopher, you know, and they're digging of all sorts of things down there. And what they think they have found is now archaeological proof of the prophet Isaiah. This was in the news this week. Now, let me give you the rest of the story. Those of you, anybody ever been down in the subterranean part? Anybody, okay, some of you have been there, so you know what I'm talking about. The rest of you, they actually take you down, and for a long period of time, you are under the massive structure of the Temple Mount. And they are digging down further, and they're now to, in a sense, where the Iron Age is. And so a couple of years ago, Professor Elliot Mazar revealed that she had found a seal mark. These are called bullas, and I'll show you another picture of it in just a minute, near the Temple Mount. And they, in the Biblical Archaeology Review back in 2015, found one of those bullas that gave, for the first time, archaeological evidence for King Hezekiah. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, you might remember that in that same general area, they also found evidence for governors in Jerusalem. So that really was a tremendous confirmation of what you read in 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, and some other passages. Well, they, a number of years ago, found this bulla that actually was a seal mark that has the name King Hezekiah. Well, it turns out that in that same collection, it just takes time. They look under the microscope and they find some others. Well, she found another one, not even 10 feet away from the other one, that's a bulla, which she talks about here, that provides archaeological evidence for the prophet Isaiah. And this is really powerful, because if you think about who would be the most significant prophet in the Old Testament, I think most people would say Isaiah. Right? You know, he's a major prophet. I always feel bad for the ones that are listed as minor prophets. How did that happen? You know, but we know why, because Isaiah is such a lengthy book. And if you wanted to talk about the prophet in the Old Testament that is written, of course, we read about prophets like Elijah and Elisha, but nevertheless. And again, what they found was the Hebrew name for Isaiah and the first letters of the Hebrew word for prophet. And so that gives you a little bit of a look of the inscription. And I gave you that reference, so if you wanted to read the article, it is, I think, so powerful, because now it seems like every time we dig into the earth, we see further justification and verification for the biblical record. And if I can quote from just one more people at the men's conference, this is my good friend Dr. Jeremiah Johnston. He's been on the program numerous times. As everybody left, I stuck around and waited till everybody said hi to him to give him a hug and everything, because we've known each other for years. And pray for him. He had two children, and then he had triplets. So he says, he was explaining how many diapers he has to get at Costco every month just to keep this thing going. Okay, so here's a guy with five kids, you know, who is traveling around as much as he can with the Christian Thinkers Society, and is also a professor at Houston Baptist University. But anyway, one of the things he said is, this is an interesting irony. You've heard me before talk about his book Unanswered, and he says, we have this real interesting irony. There's never been a time when we have more evidence for answering questions that people might have. And yet, there's never been a time when oftentimes the churches have been less effective in answering those questions. And as a matter of fact, he's talked about, since he went to Oxford, he got his PhD at Oxford, that there was an article came out the other day, and it said one of the reasons why so many Britons are leaving the church is because they feel that the church cannot answer the questions they're asking. And so he's really dedicated himself to really giving those biblical answers.